daf is daf kuf zayin. So we got to the last three lines of kuf vav amud beis, talking about a lot of inyanim of toin tainus ganav, toin tainus avad. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ha toin tainus ganav bipikadam. The guy says he's watching. He's a shomer. He's watching a guy's object, and he claims that some guy stole the object. Eino chayiv. He's not chayiv ad sheyichbor bimiktas. The yod v'miktas. He's not chayiv to take a shvua until he does a mod v'miktas. He has to admit to some of it and deny some of it. How does he know this? My time, what's the reason? Damakra, kihuzeh. Kihuzeh, everybody agrees, is the source of mod v'miktas. That means you admit to a little bit and you deny a little bit. That's mod v'miktas. But the context of this, the pasuk says on the side here, it says, Al kol davar pesha, al shur, al chomer, al se, al sama, al kol aveda, sheyomar, kihuzeh. On any aveda that you're watching, it says, then you have to add ha'olahim, yavo dvar shneem, asha yarshin elahim, yishalim shayim l're'ehu. So we're talking about here is dafka in the context of a shomer. If a guy is towing tainas ganav, so then he is not chayiv to pay, or to rather to take a shvua, until he is moda and moda b'miktas. This is the context of a kiuzeh.
He doesn't hold the shvua as a shomer. Isn't that like a Mishnah, that there's
this
concept of Shua Shomer?
Shua Shomer is that you didn't do anything wrong with it. Shlo Pashati. But Modu Mix is a different concept. Modu Mix, as we'll see in a moment, is when you really come to a loan, is when we apply Modu Mix us. But he says it even applies to a Pikadon, because that's the context of Kiyuzah.
But you're tining Tainas Gana. Isn't that also typically a Shua Shomer, that you're saying, tagging after it, so you're saying you didn't, Lo Shalach Boyad, right, and you're saying that something happened to it. Isn't that typically Shavuos Shomrim?
Right, but I guess he's saying that based on this, it's not alone, not enough to simply make that taina. You also have to say that you'd modu mixus is also. We don't pask in this way, but also modu mixus is a necessary part to create the shu in the first place. If you don't do that, even though you're claiming toin tainas ganav, we don't make the guy take a shu. Again, this is his opinion.
And regular Shavuos Shomrim would be just lo shalach bayad. That would be a typical.
It's lo shalach bayad. It's lo pashati. It's lo bereshusi. I think it's all part of the Shavuos Shomrim. Okay. So the Gemara says, Pligi the Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef argues on Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. What does Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef say? Dama Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, going to the Daf Kuf Zayin now. Erev Parshios Kosev Kan. All the Parshios of Shomrim is all mixed together. V'chi k'siv ki huzeh, the pasuk, or the phrase ki huzeh, Milva hu d'chsiv. It's referencing Milva, even though it's a different Parsha. It's referencing that. Look at Rashi in the top here. Eir Parshios, Pasuk, Shum Parsha Acheres, Nisari Bazu, Parsha from another one is mixed together with this. Sheinu Makomo, it's misplaced. Dehai Kiyuzeh, Bim Kesef Tilva Havalei L'michtvei. It should have been by Im Kesef Tilva, which is halfway through Mishpatim. We know, according to some, like, Im Kesef Tilva is a separate Parsha. So that's really where it should be, written in Kesef Tilva, Havalei L'michtvei. That's where it should take Kiyuzeh, because Hasam Koi, that's what it's referring to. Regarding the shomrim, lo belohada b'miksas mechayiv. Even without mode b'miksas, you're chayiv to take a shvua if you're towing tainas ganav. So therefore, he says eir parshios. Now, there's a large chosus here which you're not going to go through here. A similar one appears in the Maseches Sanhedrin as well. Dab beis mebeis. A whole large discussion how to understand eir parshios. But the simple understanding is that the word kiuzeh, although it's mentioned by shomrim, it's really meant to be by im kesef tilveh. And that it only applies to a milva, mod b'miktas, but it doesn't apply to a pikadon, according to Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. But Rabbi Chiya bar Abba argued that it applies even to a pikadon.
What Adam asked is actually machlokes, according to some, what he's saying is not reference to Shua, it's just reference to be chayav at akherim, the kofa, the kefa.
Uh-huh.
Because this exactly, that it's not really talking about Shua, because he might be chayav Shua anyway.
Very good, that's the Tosfos Rashi quotes here.
Right.
Okay, very good. So says the Gemara now, Umayishna milva. So why is milva different? Why does modu b'miktas only apply to a milva? Kide Rabba, famous shita of Rabba, appears in many places in Shas. You see on the side here, it's like eight different places. Dama Rabba, Rabba says, Mipnei ma amra Torah modu b'miktas hataina yishba. What's the reason behind the Torah? Why did the Torah say a guy who's modu b'miktas needs to take a shvua? So he explains, Chazaka ein adam meis panav b'fnei balchov. A guy who lent him money, a guy lent him $10,000. Am I going to stare him in the eyes and say, you lent me no money? The guy's not that brazen to deny the entire loan. V'hai b'chulim b'ilin d'nichfer. He really wants to deny everything. He'd like to deny and just walk away. I don't owe you anything. But behind the low kafri, the reason why he didn't wasn't kofar and everything is mishum deino the meis panav. Because the person is not so brazen to deny everything. He says, no, you're right, you lent me $5,000. So as long as he admits a little bit, he's more comfortable denying the rest of it. Or, ubechuli ba'i delodila. He really wanted to admit owing the $10,000 entirely. He wanted to pay the guy back, but he didn't have the money. He didn't have $10,000. He had $5,000 only. So hide the kafir. The reason why he denied the $5,000, b'miktsas, suffer, he thought, imodine le bekul, because if I admit the full $10,000, tavali bekul, he's going to start claiming the full $10,000. I don't have that money. He's going to take my house away. So he says, ishtamile me, I'm going to buy myself some time. I'll say, I only owe $5,000. He'll take me to court. We'll have a whole back and forth for several months. And in the interim, mia, hasha, the havile zuze, parana, while we're fighting it out, I'll get the other $5,000. I'll pay him back. So I really wanted to either deny everything, but I'm not so brazen to do that, or I wanted to admit everything, but I needed to buy more time. So therefore, since there's a logic of motu b'miktas, ha'ilkach ramid rachmana shivu alaha. So therefore, the Torah threw a shivu upon me, the guy who was denying half of it, in order to get me to admit. Do I really want to take a shivu now? And lie and take a shivu sheker and say, I really only owe him $5,000? No, of course not. That's going to force me to admit the full amount like I owe. So the Gemara explained this whole idea, gavi milvahuk de'ika lemeimar hachi. Aval gavi pikadon meyuz meyuz. This concept is only relevant by a milveh, where the guy did me a tova, he lent me $10,000. By pikadon, I was doing the guy a favor, I was watching his object, I don't owe him anything, he didn't do any tova for me. So I'll be meyuz all I want, I'll be brazen and say, you gave me nothing, I didn't watch any of your objects, I'm completely comfortable lying about that, because he didn't owe me any tova. So by pikadon, we're able to say, modu mixas is not going to affect him at all. Only by a milva will modu mixas affect him, and that's dafka in that case where we were mechai v'shvu. Okay. Gemara now says, Tani, Rami, Bar Chama, Arba, Shomrim, there are four Shomrim, Tzrichim, Kfira, b'miktas, v'oda, b'miktas. By the Arba Shomrim, you require, in order for them to take a Shvua, says Rashi in the Tapia, Tzrichim, Kfira, b'miktas, v'oda, b'miktas, Kodem, Shiz, Chayvu, b'shvua. Before they ever take a Shvua, they need to be modu b'miktas, and modu b'miktas. V'im, says Rashi further, Nishvu, below Kfira, v'oda. If they take a shvua without there being a modu b'miktas, ein shvasa shel shomer chinam klum. It's worthless. V'lo mechayvasa kefil. It won't result in kefil. Fine. So the Gemara says ve'elo hein. Who are the four shomrim, shomer chinam, shoel, nosei schar, v'asocher? The guy who watches something for free, the guy who borrows the object, the guy who is hired to watch it, and the guy who rents it out to use it. Those are the four shomrim as we know. So Amar Rav, Rav explains my time. What's the reason of Rami Bar Chama that Modu Mixas applies to the Shomrim, right? We said above there's a machlokas. Everyone agrees that Modu Mixas applies to a milva. There's a machlokas if it also applies to a pikadon or not. So this opinion thinks of Rami, Rami Bar Chama thinks it applies to pikadon as well, the Modu Mixas. What's the reason? He says because Shomer Chinam Behedek Zibay, it says Ki Huze in the context of a Shomer Chinam. So a Shomer Chinam needs to be modu b'miktas prior to taking a Shvua. And, one second here. Right, Zeh Shomer Sacha Yalaf Nisina Nisina B'Shomer Chinam. And Shomer Sacha is learned from, it says Xer Shava Nisina Nisina. We learn that from Shomer Chinam. And what about the Shoel? It says, V'chi Yishal, Vav Mosif Ala Inyan Rishon. Vav and She'ela has the same halacha as to the prior mentioned Shomrim. So Shoel also has the halacha of Ki Huzeh of Modu B'miktas. What about a Socher? So where the Socher is not mentioned in the Torah. So Gemara says, Socher Ilaman Damer Ki Shomer Socher. There's a machlok is how to qualify, categorize Socher. If you hold that Shomer, it's like a Shomer Socher, Hayne Shomer Socher. That's the pasuk we learned earlier. If you assume that a socher is landamer kishomer chinam, he's like a guy who watches for free, haynu shomer chinam. So now we've found the source for all four shomrim, how we know that you need to do modum and mixas prior to being chayev ishur. Comes along now another new statement. Amar b'chir bar Yosef ha-toin tainas ganav b'pikadon eino chayev ad she-yishlach bo yad. A person who claims that the object was stolen that he was watching, he's not chayv. Rashi says in this case, he's not chayv kefil in this case. Different than before, we told him about chayv shvua. Tells Rashi chayv kefil, but we are assuming like Rashi Before we're talking about you're not chayv a shvua until you have modu b'miktas. Here we're talking about you're not chayv kefil until yishlach bo yad, until you used it. Until you used it of some sort. And some talk about machlokas and gemara b'metzia. Does using mean using it and causing it a depreciation? Or using it even if it doesn't cause any depreciation? Simply getting hana would be considered shlichas yad. There's another discussion machlokas based still by Shama, the gemara in Kedushin, about having a machshava, having a thought to be shalech boyad, and you don't actually do it. I think Beishamai is machmir, that machshava is kemaisa there, and I think Beishamai says not. I'm not sure it's brought down here at all. See it anywhere down in your footnotes? I think it's about Chlokas and Mesechus Kedushin about this. So anyways, the Gemara says, so you're not chayiv kefil until he's shalech boyad, until the shomer gets some hana from it. My time, what's the reason? Because it says, V'nikra bal habayis el helohim, im lo shalach yad bimlechas re'ehu. So, he goes to, what does this mean? What's the Joshua? Michlal di'i shalach bayad mechayiv. It seems to indicate, he goes to bal habayis, the bal habayis rather goes to the dayanim, if he didn't touch it, but if he did, let's look at the pasuk on the side. But im lo yimotze haganav v'nikra, but if you don't find the ganav, he claimed tainis ganav v'nikra bal habayis el helohim im lo shalach bayad b'mlechas re'eyo. He's off the hook if he wasn't shalach bayad. But the implication is, if he was shalach bayad, then going to the bezdin wouldn't be help. The shvua wouldn't help. You would actually have to pay kefil. So Gemara says lemeimer to tell us, to teach us that b'shalach bayad askinan. We're talking about a case of shalach bayad. And before I forget, I was talking to Dr. Sima yesterday. We should try to reinstitute our 30-second review afterwards. I know Ricky we should really remind me again. I said we should really get a sign here in front of me just to remind me, or you guys remind me, to do it again. Okay, because these last few daf have been very, very difficult. That's probably good for me and hopefully for you also to review them. Okay, back to the Gemara. I just wanted to say that. Amalei Rabbi Chia Rabba, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Bo'omedes al evusa shanu. We're talking about a situation where it's standing, where I assume the animal or that you're watching is standing in the avusa, eating, well, what's it called, the trough, the horse eating from the trough, something like that. It says Rashi, Bo medes al avusa shlo shalach bayad shanu dechayiv kefil. So what's he saying here? How does this help out? He's arguing, no? Rabbi, I think, argues and says, no, even if you're standing in the trough and you didn't do shalach bayad at all, you still are chayiv kefil. I think this is the machlokas here. Yeah, okay, the machlokas. So according to the above opinion, only by shalach bayad are you chayiv kefil. Here he says, no, he could be standing, I'm not sure what he means, but standing the horse doing nothing and you're not getting any hana, even then you'd be chayiv kefil for being towing tainis ganav. So that's the machlokas, Rabbi Yechir bar Yosef versus Rabbi Yechir bar Abba. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yechir bar Abba, Dafka, Bomedes al evusa kamar. Only if he's standing by the trough is he coming to be chayv kefil. Aval shalach bayad kana. So now, but if he was shalach bayad, is he kone? Vishvua la mahanya beklum. And the shvua doesn't help him at all? O dilma afilo medes al evusa kamar. Does it mean even if he's standing on the trough, that's the case? What's the suffix here? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Aval shalach bayad kodem shvua. If he uses the object that he's not supposed to, he's Kona now, he's a Gazlan. This guy, before he was towing, he was Kona because he used it. Now it becomes in his Rishus. If it dies, he's Chayv to pay. And when he denies later on, he's denying his own object, meaning he doesn't take a Shvua. If the Shomer Chinam is Sholech Bayad, he doesn't take a Shvu anymore. Is that how we understand it? The Shvu is unnecessary because he already is Chayv and everything? Oh, Dilmor, perhaps, says Rashi, Afilu Omedes al Evusa Kamar Vekolshken Ki Sholech Bayad Debahachi Kai Krak Kedamar Rabbi Chir Bar Yosef. So the question is, when Rabbi Chir Bar Yosef says, when the animal is standing by the trough, so then that's when you're Chayv Eshua. Does it mean only in that case are you Chayv Eshua and Kefil? But if he was shalech bayad, that alone would make him be kone for it, and he'd be a gazlan, and shvua wouldn't be chal at all? Or no, even in a case, it's a kavachomer. Certainly if he took a shvua, certainly in that case, he would be chayv kefil.
So So we're talking about what kind of a shua that he would be not fire shua on
Pesach. I think in the shua of Torin Tainas Ganav. Right, he's being Torin Tainas Ganav here. So what Rabbi Chia says is, again, Rabbi Chia bar Yosef said before, HaTorin Tainas Ganav bepikadon, he is only chayv kefel once he's shaleach boyad. If there's no shlichus yad, you're not chayv kefel in that case. Now, according to Rabbi Chia bar Abba, the second opinion says, even if he's standing by the Evusa, and the person's Torin Tainas Ganav, even though you never touched it, you'd be chayv kefel of that as well. Simply by Torin Tainas Ganav, you're chayv kefel. The one wants to know, what does he hold about shaleach boyad, according to Rabbi Chia bar Abba? Would he say shalech bayad also, in that case, certainly you'd be chayv kefil in that case? Or no, shalech bayad, you wouldn't be chayv kefil, because the moment you touch it, you're not a ganav anymore, you're a gazlan. And a gazlan isn't chayv and kefil. I think that's the point. And when you take a shul later on of toin tainas ganav, then that's not a toin tainas ganav, because you're making shul on that which you own already. So it seems to be a debate in this suffix. When you do shalech bayad, do you own it now, or do you not own it? If shalech bayad, it means I own it. So when I take a shua after that point, I'm making shua on my own object. If shalech bayad means I'm simply just penalized now, but it's not mine, it's still his, so then I take a shua later on, I would be chayv kefal as well. That seems to be the suffix within Rabbi Chia bar Abba. So Gemara says, Amar le zu lo shemati. I didn't hear anything about this concept. But kayotzi bo shemati, I heard about a similar topic. A guy first says, you know what, that object that I was watching, that pikadon, was lost. He takes a shvua. Then later on he says, you know what, the object I lost was actually really stolen. Ubo Adam, then Adam come along, then he's potter. He's potter from paying kefo. Because initially, when a person's toin tainas avad, and he's found out that it actually wasn't lost from him, he actually doesn't pay kefo. But if he makes a Torin Tainas Ganav, he's chayv and kefil if he's caught. So first he made Torin Tainas Avad, which is pater in Aveda, pater in that, kefil rather. And if he makes one later on, Torin Tainas Ganav, he would also be pater. That's what the Gemara says. Why? Didn't he make a Torin Tainas Ganav? Okay, it was second Taina, but he still was Torin Tainas Ganav, he should pay kefil. My Taina, what's the reason why he's pater? La Mishum Dekana B'Shvua Rishona. Is it not because when he makes the initial Shvua, that it was lost from me. So the moment you make that Shvua, you're kone of the object. And now you're potter from any payments. It's yours. Look at Rashi. See Rashi, my time, alav mishum dekana b'rishvua rishona. L'schai b'onsen. So now when I took the Shvua, now I own it and I'm responsible for anything that happens to it. K'derav sheshes la'el, d'akofer b'pikado nasek alav gazon afil b'lashvua. If a guy denies ever watching someone's object, he mimela becomes a gazlan. He's responsible for anything that happens, even without a shvua. So, heicha d'shtaba kol shkein d'chuliyama mode. When he makes a shvua, everyone agrees. Alma kaven the kama labor shusei ki kafer didei ka kafer l'mechayiv keva. So therefore, what happens? When he makes Torin Tainas Avad, and he makes a shvua that it was lost for me, now he owns the object. It's his no matter where it is. And when later on he changes his taina to Torin Tainas Ganav, he's being Torin on his own object now. You don't pay kefil on your own object, obviously. So that's why you're potter. So we see that a shvua, when a person makes a shvua, he's kona that object. So in this case here, so how we bring this back to our case. So says Rashi, hu adin, the same case applies to shalech bayad. I'm continuing that Rashi. Kevin the pshitalei, since it's pashat in the Gemara Mafkid, the kamalei b'shusei, su lo michayev aleha kefil. Since the Gemara Bamatia makes it so clear, when a guy makes a shvua, when Shlichas Yad becomes in his possession, so he's not Chayiv Kefil anymore. So what are we trying to explain here? Bechir Bar Abba said above, if you didn't touch the object, it was left over somewhere, you didn't Shalech Bayad, and I make a Shvua, I deny having it, and I'm caught, I'm Chayiv Kefil. But if I'm Shalech Bayad, you wanted to know, if I own it, and I'd be Pater in Kefil, or no, it's still not mine, and I'd be Chayiv in Kefil. So bring a ride from this case. If I make a Torin Tainas Avad, a Shvua, I'm Kona, and I'm Pater in the Torin Tainas Ganav, I'm Pater in Kefil. So too, if I'm Shalech Boyad, says the Gemara, which everyone agrees is, I certainly do own it in that case, and I'm later on Torin Tainas Ganav, certainly I'm going to be Pater in that case as well.
Right, but on the first case, he wouldn't be chayav chomesh. On the second one, he would be chayav chomesh.
The first case, he wouldn't be chayav chomesh.
Because he's just doing avda. Avda, you're not chayav chomesh.
You're not chayav chomesh for avda? For shua sheker? I thought maybe you would for shua sheker, regardless of what type of shua. Very confusing. Okay. So Gemara says, not true. That's not the reason. Gemara says, where are we now? I'm really low. Not true. Ho'il v'yotze yedei bailim b'shua rishona. It's not because with the shua that I own the object, and that's why I'm putter in kefil. The reason why is because I fulfilled, I removed the bailim. What does this mean? It says Rashi, lo hasam la mishum de kamali b'shusayhu. Not because when I take a shua, it becomes in my rishus. Alahol v'yotze shomer yazeh yedei bailim b'shua rishona. So I was able to be freed from Bezdin and this tain anymore. So once I removed myself from the obligations of Bezdin, Bezdin didn't require me to take another shu of Toin Tainas Ganav. I don't have to take another shvuah. My obligation as a shomer is to take one shvuah to the Baal. I took a shvuah. It was a false shvuah, but it was a shvuah. The second time I fulfill my obligation, my second shvuah of Torin Tainas Ganav doesn't take effect. It was unnecessary. And that's why I'm pater. But not because a shvuah makes it in my rishus. And whenever I own something, I'm pater from kefil. That's not how it works. So even though by shalech boyad, the Gemara says I'm kona the object by being shalech boyad, doesn't mean at all that I'm pater or chayv and kefil. We don't have a raya right now. What happens in that case?
Even though
shvuah was a shvuah sheker, still, from the perspective of Bezdin, they believe me. So my shvuah was chal. I have no further obligations. The only time I'm chayv kefil is if the shvuah was pressed upon me by Bezdin, by the dayanim, and then it turned out to be shvuah sheker because Torah and Tainas Ganav, that would result in kefil. But since the Bezdin can't make me take a second shvuah, I'm not chayv in the second Torah and Tainas Ganav. And the Gemara says, Itmar Nami, this is also stated by Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Eli, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, HaToin Tainas Aveda B'Pikadon. A guy first claims that an object was stolen from him. V'nishba, and then there's a shvua. V'chazer V'Toin Tainas Geneva, and then he makes a second one of a Geneva. V'nishba makes a shvua. Uvo Edim come Pater. Hol V'yotzi Yedei Bailim B'Shvua Rishon. Like we said, because the second shvua wasn't chal, because he already fulfilled his obligation with the first shvua. So the second shvua had no bearing, and it doesn't result in kefil. Mar now says, Amar Rav Sheshes explains that Torin Tainas Ganav B'Pikadon. A guy is watching an object, claims it was stolen. Kaven Sheshalach Boyad Pater. Since he had used it, Rashi says, Kodem Shvua, he's Pater. So he misused it, he got Hana from it, and then he took a Shvua. My time, and what's the reason that he's Pater? Hachi Kalmar Rachmanim, because the Torah is meant to be understood. V'nikra Bal Habayis El Halahim. Imlo shalach yado. When do you nikra bal habayis el Elohim? When do you go take a shvua? That's dafka imlo shalach yado. If you didn't use it, but ha shalach yado. If you were shalach bayad, then you'd be pater from taking a shvua. So that's Rav Sheshes' understanding. So Amar Le Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, "Valo shalosh shvuos mashbino." So aren't there three different shvuas that a shomer has to take? He says, "Shvua shalom pashati, shvua that wasn't poshea in it." Shvua shlo shalachta bayad, I didn't use it. Shvua sheina b'shusi, that's not still my possession. He has to take these three different shvuas. So, my love, so how do we understand one of these shvuas? What does it mean, my love, shvua shlo shalachta bayad? I swear I didn't use the object at all. It has to be dumya the shvua sheina b'shusi. It just has to be very similar to the shvua that's not in my rishus. What does this mean? Ma shvua sheina b'shusi ki megale milsa Deisa b'shusay chayiv. If I took a shvua that's not my rishus, and it turns out that it is in my rishus, so then I need to pay. I'm chayiv to pay kefil. So too af shvua shlo shalachti bayad ki megala milsa deshach bayad chayiv. If it turns out that I was shalach bayad, then I'm chayiv. That it goes against what we said above. Above we said, if I'm shalech bayad, I'm pater. Here the shvuah implies that if I'm shalech bayad, I'm actually going to be chayiv.
You're pater from kefil or from a shvuah? Or what was Rav Sheshes saying here?
Right, so it's a little bit it's a little trickier. Because Rav Sheshes initially, according to Rashi, was referring to pater from kefil. Now it's like we're talking about pater from the shvuah. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, very confusing. Rashi says, you see, four narrow lines up, Kimagala milsa de isa brishusa. If I take a shvuah that's not in my rishus, and I'm caught that it actually is in my rishus, v'hu ganav ala, and I stole it, mechayv kefil, the hainu toin tainis ganav. And af shvuah shlo shlachti bayad, ki mishtakach shakran, nami chayv kefil, mishum sheshvuah shem brishusa. So now we're talking about the kefil aspect. Well, before also we're talking about kefil, right? Before, when Rav Sheshi said his statement, he was talking about pater from what? Pater from kefil. Ah. Pater from kefil. You're pater from ah.
Yeah.
Ah, has to be kefil. Okay.
So that's arguing on the opinion all the way up top of Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, who said you're only chai of kefil when you're a shalach b'yad and then made a shavuos, a sheker on of Ghana.
Exactly. The complete opposite. So that's the way I point out. Machlokes, are you chai of kefil when you are only when you don't shalech bayad, or maybe only when you are shalech bayad? That's a big machlokas here. So the Gemara says, how do we know it's referring to that you're chayv only when you are shalech bayad? Because we're comparing it to brishusi, the shvuah of brishusi, the shalech brishusi. And the Gemara says, Amar lei lo, shvuah shelo shalachti bayad dumya the shelo pashati ba. You're comparing it to the wrong shvuah. What does that mean? Ma shvuah shelo pashati, if I took a shvuah that I wasn't poshe in my shmira, I had good shmira. But kimigala milsa de pasheba. But if it turns out that I was pasheya, I'm pater me kefa. I don't have to pay the kefa because I wasn't gonev it. I'm only chayv kefa when I stole it. If I was pasheya, I left my gate open. I'm pater and kefa there. So too af shvua shlo shalachti bayad kimigala milsa de shalach bayad. I'm pater me kefa. So there is no raya for Rav Sheshes in that case. Okay. So
why would we say that both shvuas have to have the same outcome? Because should be the same. Is that what it is?
It can't be that alone because one of them is obviously different than the other. So unclear. It's not a heck issue.
Sometimes that's my question.
It's a good shiloh. What's the basis for this?
But the question is really what's the havamim. In other words, in the maskana, what we're saying here is in a chadami, there's different shvuos with different outcomes, so you can't say it's a riot to one way or the other.
Right, but he's saying like
that it had to be like one of them.
Right. Adam's point is that we're not concluding that it has to be that you're pater from kefil. It's inconclusive. You can't bring a rye from it. It could be like that one or like that one.
Right, so the question is, really having
why would you think to compare it? Just because it happens to the shruos, we clearly know one's this way, one's the other way, so the middle one could be either one or neither, or both, or who knows, whatever. It can't be both, but neither. But it could be like one of them. So there's no rye. So let's try to do a quick recap. This is going to be a very hard recap. But we'll do it quickly. We'll try to get at least in the habit of doing it. We start off in the beginning of the Gemara. There's machlokes between Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef and Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, whether a person has to be modu b'miktas by a pikadon as well. By milva, everyone agreed that modu b'miktas kiuze applies to milva because a person, it won't be so maze in front of the person who did a tova for him, so he's likely to be modu b'miktas. So that's why mechayev the shvuah. The question is, does this apply to pikadon as well? That's based on the pasuk of kiuze is in the context of shomrim. So some say, so therefore it applies to shomrim, while others say, no, er parshios kan, it's really supposed to be in the parsha of milva, nothing to do with pikadon as well. That was the first amud, that was the easier part. Now the second part, and the Amun Beis is more challenging. We had a discussion. We had first had the opinion that another raya that you apply modu miktas to all four shomrim, all pikadon cases, and we brought rayas how it's indicated in the pesukim. Kuzeh applies to shomer chinam. It says nesina shomer sakar. The vav adds to shoel, and then the socher. Depending how you qualify it, it's going to be one of the other three. Then we had the big machlokas we just ended off with. Is Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef holds that you're only chayiv kefil if it's sholech bayad, or Rav Sheshe says you're only chayiv if you weren't sholech bayad. And that was a back and forth discussion about the different sources, how to read the pasuk. And then we had also in the middle there, we had the shita of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, who says only when you're not sholech bayad are you chayiv. We weren't sure what he said about if you are sholech bayad. So it turns out that there are really three shitas. Again, one shita holds only sholech bayad are you chayiv kefil. Other one holds only when you're not shalech bayad are you chayv kefil. And then there's that middle shita, we're not sure. One opinion might hold, again, definitely holds, if there's no shalech bayad, you're chayv. He may also hold, no, not sure, if you're shalech bayad, you might also be kefil, where in both cases you'd be chayv kefil, maybe.
It could be Rav Sheshes, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav Chiya bar Rabbi Yochanan agree with each other.
If it turns out that he's shalech bayad, you're pater, right. Okay, so we'll stop here. Hopefully that was somewhat of a helpful recap.